Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator. One site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
Now joining us in studio from BetMGM tonight, the Madam of Mayhem, as I like to call her, the always talented Trista Crick, which this is now the second time you've joined us. And you just said you love that nickname.
I do.
But it didn't make the air because Hickey forgot to turn on your mic. Now your mic's on.
Oh, no.
So this is the part of the program where
we
just
Madam
bash Hickey.
Madam of Mayhem. It is me. It will always be me. And you know what? Today is mayhem. We finally got a trade done.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, I thought that they were out, Zach, on Donovan Mitchell.
We'll get to that in just a second, because I don't know if you're aware of this. You create a lot of problems for Hot Take Hickey.
A lot of problems.
I don't even think he knows.
Really?
Because last time you were here, you brought it to my attention. You guys got to improve your musical selection.
It's true.
Coming back from breaks. Now, I agree with you. And one of my best friends who listens to the show each and every day, he said to me, you need some more rap. Trista is absolutely right. Now, our intro songs are intro song.
Facts.
We're not going to change that. That's what it's been for a while. We have two intro songs and that's it. But I've kind of challenged Hickey at least once an hour. When you come back from two breaks, we play some rap. And it's been difficult for him because he's not the most diverse when it comes to music. And the first day, Trista, you're going to get a kick out of this. First day, he goes, okay, I'm really going to try to play some rap. He goes all the way back to like when I was in elementary school and he thought, who let the dogs out is what I was looking for.
Oh, no.
You know the TikTok, oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's a great rejoin. Did it?
No.
Trista, your head will be bopping. I promise
it's
you.
It's literally the most cornball.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Ooh,
that's the most YT rap rejoin song I've ever heard.
Trista is a rap aficionado. She also was once a rapper, are a rapper.
I was once. I'm no longer. I have put away the mic.
What did you go by with your street name?
I was called Fate. I was in a group called The Rebels.
Fate?
Yeah, Fate.
I feel like we could do better than that.
I was 15, okay?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I was 15.
We all go through that phase in life where, this is
not cool.
We go through some crappy musical state or something like that. But yeah, it's the toughest part for Hickey. He sweats profusely about it. He already gives you these awful takes when it comes to sport. He's wearing a disgusting Penn State jersey right now.
We're going
to
have the worst down year.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You don't think Penn State's going to have a good season?
I don't. I took the under on their win total.
Good. I hope you're 100% right, and James Franklin's the most overrated coach in the country.
I think he's pretty trash, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It's like Hickey's music selection.
Yeah, I think most people, though, agree. I don't think that's like a hot take. I think most people would say James Franklin is a highly overrated college football coach.
And each and every year, he tries to talk himself into Penn State football. 2 years ago, they're going to the playoff. Last year, they're going to be the Big Ten championship game. He is now a defeated, worn-down man. Because, Hickey, what do you think Penn State's going to do this year?
8-4.
8-4.
Be realistic.
And that's when you're starting off 8-4. That means
yes.
You really think they're like a 6 or a 7-win football
yes.
team.
Yes, their 7 wins is probably doable.
So Trista Crick here with us from BetMGM tonight. Okay, I'm going to go through some NFL over-unders since the season starts on Thursday.
NFL over-under for win totals or NFL over-under in terms of just the games?
Wins.
Wins.
Yeah,
all right,
we're going
okay.
straight
win
wins.
Totals.
I got the numbers here too. So Denver, we knew that they got Russell Wilson. They finally get the extension done. He's going to be tied up in Denver for 7 years. Talking about takes, I'll continue the theme on Ryan. Ryan thinks Denver this year is winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Ryan thinks that Nathaniel Hackett is winning Coach of the Year. So he is clearly taking the over of Broncos at 10. I am now rooting against Denver this year.
Wow.
Where do you go with Denver?
Well, that's a 10 is a lot, right? I'm looking at this schedule. You get the cupcake games against Seattle and Texans, right? 49ers, that's a potential L. Raiders, that's a potential L. Colts, Chargers, Jets, that's a win. Jags, that's a win. I mean, I'm looking at it. I would have to go under, only under. But I haven't dug deep into the schedule enough, and we didn't do this win total while I was in at BetMGM tonight. But listen, man, you've got a new coach, you've got a new system, and a new head coach, right? I mean, and a new quarterback, right? So that's a lot to do and deal with.
In the toughest division in football, too.
I mean, easily. Maybe one of the toughest divisions in history.
And also, if let's say I put the Broncos as the fourth team in that division. You got to put someone in fourth in that division. I don't think they're going to be bad. Like, I don't think they're going to be significantly under, but I think they'll be a 9-8 team. Maybe they go 10-7. I just personally like the Chargers better. I like the Chiefs better. And the Raiders were a playoff team last year with everything they had to deal with, and they did get better this offseason.
I think the Raiders are a very underrated team right now. A lot of people hate that roster just because of some of the issues in the secondary. Obviously, there's a lot of question marks at the running back position for the Raiders, but it's just Derek Carr plus a bunch of weapons. I don't care. I don't really care. And you've got, obviously, Josh McDaniels is there now. He's got Brandon Bolden. He's got Josh Jacobs there. They cut Kenyon Drake. So they're committed to running by committee, and I'm fine with that. But ultimately, it's Waller. It's Hunter Renfro. It's Devontae Adams, and it's Derek Carr throwing bombs over Baghdad to me.
And I like how I've never heard that one before, but that's a good one. That's why we bring Trista Crick here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's transition here. NFC, Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings are going to make the playoffs this year, but more so because of a product of a bad NFC. They have a new head coach, offensive-minded, with Kevin O'Connell. I had them at 9-8. Their number is 9. I think that's a tricky number.
I like this Vikings team. I think the number for them to win the division was plus 260. I sprinkle a little pepperoni money on that just because, like, you've got question marks with the Packers. And I know it's like, okay, well, Aaron Rodgers, doesn't matter who he has. We've said this time and time again. He loses weapons. Oh, my God, this guy is falling. And he continues to succeed. I think they're going to get by their defense, mostly, Green Bay. But I think in terms of, like, roster, Vikings offensively, much better team with a new coach. Obviously, they're going to run that sort of Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay offense around Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is going to ball out this year. I like the over 9. I like that number.
The big question with Minnesota just is their defense, because their defense has been trashed the last few years.
Yeah, and they've been giving up a ton of fourth quarter points as well. Their secondary looks suspect. But they did end up getting a couple of guys in free agency. So, yeah, I think that their defense will be better. Is it going to be elite? No, but I think they're going to be able to score enough points to win games.
You also sprinkled some money on Minnesota to win the division, because that's some hate money with your co-host Ryan Horvath, who's a sycophant Packers fan.
A little bit. I think he might have been open to taking the Vikings
just to try
to mush it. Yeah, just to mush it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
An intentional mush.
Our rule on this show, an intentional mush never works. It has to be authentic.
Really?
Yeah, you just have to become a mush.
I mushed my way into getting the Warriors to win it all, right?
That's true. On this show.
Yes.
Yeah, that was your take in the beginning of the year. That's how we've justified. So I like now you're using my material on my own show, as Trista Crick is here with us. Going back to the AFC, I think this team is definitely a playoff team. They could win the division. Ravens 9.5. I'm on the over there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Ravens. The only reason that the Ravens weren't really in the mix last year is they were just completely decimated everywhere. They were decimated at running back. They were decimated in the secondary. Marcus Peters went down. They were bringing guys off the couch. Like, you had Le'Veon Bell.
He was wearing, I think, 17, and he looked
Dez
slim.
Dez Bryant. Like, it was bad. You had issues to Bateman. He was injured. Marquise Brown was, like, on and off the field. So, and then obviously Lamar. Lamar couldn't stay healthy. He had a bunch of non-COVID-related sicknesses, and then he ends up losing the rest of the year. So, yeah, I think the Ravens are going to take a huge step forward. The question mark is, who's their number one? Is that Bateman? Is it Mark Andrews? It's going to have to be probably Mark Andrews. But with a healthy Lamar in a prove-it year, yeah, I'm taking the over on that, absolutely.
Trista Crick, I'm either going to pick Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I haven't finalized it yet as my MVP. Who's your MVP this year in the NFL?
It's chalky, but I like Josh Allen. It's a very chalky pick, but this man is going to take a step forward, right? Even losing Brian Daboll, I think that hurts, right? Like, you lose the guy who you've had develop you. New coordinators, that definitely hurts.
But at least Dorsey's been there.
But Dorsey's been there for sure. He's been embedded in this team. And, like, they just keep getting more and more stacked. And I think getting Von Miller helps.
Huge.
Huge. And it's going to take less pressure off. It's going to take more pressure off of him. But, yeah, it's chalky. But between those two, I would probably choose. Because Lamar's already won it, right? So I don't think he's going to win it twice.
And now you also, with, like you said, bringing in Von Miller. I said this to Brandon Bean, their GM, when he joined us. Now you have, like, legit Super Bowl experience.
Right.
If they had Von Miller last year, I don't think they're running around with 13 seconds left as if they were chickens without their head cut off.
No shot. He's calling out, like, yo, take Kelsey. Someone go get him.
Yeah.
Don't allow this to happen.
Don't let Tyreek and Kelsey beat you.
Just run wild, yeah.
Staying in that AFC East, Trista Crick here with us, the Bat of Mayhem on CBS Sports Radio from BetMGM tonight. Patriots, 8.5. You on the over there? Or you taking the under with whatever Bill's trying to do with the offensive coordinator
position?
Oh, my
God. I think that's a stay away. I think that's a number that's a stay away because, number one, questions, skepticism. A lot of people are saying, I think there were some quotes coming out saying, all right, this team is disjointed, confused, disorganized. They're going to move Wynn, maybe. They've moved him all around the offensive line. The offensive line issues for Mac Jones, I think, is going to haunt him in the season. You lose. You're going to probably have to trade. They're talking about trading Aguilar. They're talking about trading Kendrick Bourne. So this is a mess, right? Just in terms of the personnel on offense. I'm suspect on that.
What does the line tell you, though? Because everyone's like, oh, read the line. 8.5, I would think when you talk about someone that's not really plugged in, someone that's just trying to put a few dollars down, they'd be like, oh, it's the Patriots. Oh, take the over. Is that what Vegas is banking on by making that 8.5?
Delusional New England fans.
So you think it's going to be under, is what you're saying?
If I was going to do any, I wouldn't touch it. I honestly wouldn't, because this team can win games. And what's going to happen with the play calling, right? Because I think
Patricia, which makes me want to puke.
Yeah, I don't trust Matt Patricia at all. And so if there's a regime change midway, if Damian Harris, you're just going to be going, building things around him. But defensively, they've gotten worse too. Losing J.C. Jackson hurts. You know, you've lost a couple of other guys on defense as well. So, yeah, if I was going to do anything, it would be to stay away.
So you are the Madam of Mayhem. I know you're very popular in Philadelphia. Eagles had a heck of an offseason, 9.5. I like the over. I think they win the NFC East.
I like them to win the NFC East better when they were plus 140 and not minus 140. But, yeah, I think you've got the best offensive line in football. Like, number one, hands down, everybody says it. You've got multiple running backs. Jalen Hurts is going to take another step, and they're going to be able to get after the quarterback on defense. I like this team. I hate to say it, but I think this team's going to be a lot better. And I don't know if I trust Jalen Hurts to be able to throw to both sides of the field, but they have enough weapons and enough pieces. And obviously getting A.J. Brown is the biggest piece that they got. I think that they'll be able to. Yeah, I think 10 games is not impossible. I think that's definitely doable.
There's always noise about the Cowboys. I have said this before. Jerry Jones, I think he evaluates winning by how much noise, how much drama he could stir up for the drama Dallas Cowboys. Offensive line in shambles. No more Amari Cooper. Jerry Jones keeps on saying, we got to win through Zeke when this is clearly Dak's team. This is starting to feel under when you look at their number of 10.5.
It's the automatic under. You've got issues with the offensive line. And Tyron Smith is a big issue. He's the number one guy that you would want to anchor that O-line. Him at left tackle, he's had issues before with health, and the Cowboys seem to always have that issue. Like someone, whether it's Lyle Collins, whether it's Zach Martin, in before the season and midway through the season, and then you've got no weapons. Dak Prescott has no offensive line. He has no weapons. He doesn't even have a backup, right? They cut Cooper Rush, and then they brought him back. So, yeah, I don't see this team. Defensively, I think they're going to be okay. Very opportunistic. Micah Parsons, I think, is a beast. The secondary is very suspect.
Diggs is good.
Diggs is very good. But Anthony Brown is not good. He's one of those guys that gets burned constantly. Every Cowboy fan knows his name. So, and then you lose multiple guys, right? Cedric Wilson you lost. Amari Cooper you lost. So it's just going to be, what, Dalton Schultz and CeeDee Lamb and the guy that you picked up and James Washington. He's gone for 12 weeks. So I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. I think the last time they had major offensive line issues, they went 8-8.
Let me get to a team that was great last year, surprised everyone. The big national take when I just listen, it's, oh, this team will regress. That everyone's saying that about Cincinnati. I look at Cincinnati, I love Joe Burrow, I love Ja'Marr Chase, and they now have an offensive line. 9.5 wins? I go over. They're going to be a 10-win team easily.
That's an automatic over for me. I think people are just lazy. That's a lazy take.
Cincinnati has been for 5 years, so therefore it's going to level out and they'll be again, is what people say.
Very much so. But if you look at this team, Ja'Marr Chase was a rookie last year. He is a monster. He could potentially be, in terms of production, more impressive than Justin Jefferson. That's how good he's looked in camp. And that's a high praise. To think those guys were on the same team together is bonkers. And Joe Mixon, statistically, in terms of what he can do as a running back, insane. And Joe Burrow was coming back from an ACL injury. So him with a full, healthy offseason, I think this team, and defensively with Trey Hendrickson, they're really good. Like you said, they've built up the O-line. They've stolen pieces from teams with really good offensive lines, Tampa, Dallas, they get those guys. So, yeah, I really like the Cincinnati team. I think people must just be worrying about the Ravens.
What's Trey Lance going to do?
Ugh, I don't know. You look at the quotes, and the quotes tell all to me. Not the decision to keep Jimmy Garoppolo there. I don't care about that, really. But because you need a backup, and why not get the best backup that you can in case something happens to your very mobile quarterback who is young and maybe too mobile, right? But when you've got Shanahan saying, like, yeah, we know he's probably not going to be good right away. We're just sticking with him. There's no high praise. There's no things that he's building on. To me, that sends big warning signals. That not that they're going to go to Jimmy G, but that maybe he's not going to be good. Overall, though, 9.5, the number for the Niners, is an automatic play.
With the questionable quarterback play.
Yeah, just because it doesn't really matter. Like, Jimmy G throws 6 times in a game. Like, they've got multiple they've got multiple running backs. One of the best defenses in the league, top to bottom. So, yeah, I think, and really good offensive line, too.
All right, let me get your thoughts on this Donovan Mitchell trade. I, like everyone else, just assumed he was going to the Knicks. I thought it was inevitable. And then I look at Cleveland. I think they made a good move. Some people are like, oh, did the Jazz get enough back in return? But not everyone's going to go for the Rudy Gobert return. The market eventually had to level on out.
It's crazy. I don't understand, because I think that RJ Barrett extension really pissed off Danny Ainge. I think that's really what sealed it.
Dealing Danny.
And I think both sides, Leon Rose, World Wide West, and Danny, they don't like each other. I think they're both kind of like F you, right? Because they both want to win the trade. You've got agents that always want to win. Win, win, win. Every single side of every single deal. Danny Ainge, we know he's a fleeceman. Like, we know he wants to just shiv you and take as many picks. So when they brought in the poison pill, which is essentially what that RJ Barrett deal is, that then you've got to say, okay, you're going to take this huge contract on, and now you're not going to get the salary back. Like, that's the deal that you're going to get. And we don't really like RJ that much for this deal. I think they said, okay, well, let's see what else is out there. And the Knicks thought, miscalculating, that they were the number one team that could get them, that the only team that had enough.
And it felt that way, too.
And all the reports were that it was that way, and that Cleveland was out. And then they only having to give up, what, 2 first-round picks?
3 first-round picks.
3 first-round picks.
And then 2 swaps, yeah.
And 2 swaps. So, yeah, and I think that the Knicks wanted to keep Quentin Grimes and give 2. And
It's just not going to happen.
At first, it was like 7, though.
I would get Grimes. I would also trade Grimes to go get Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. But ultimately, the question is also, and we talked about this on The Fan just before, is like, does Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell really move you?
No, but here's the thing. I don't think it's a realistic goal right now for the Knicks to win a championship. So the way I look at it is you need some stability finally in that organization. So Leon Rose, World Wide West, popular in NBA circles. They made the playoffs, then they missed the playoffs in the last 2 years. If you go get Donovan Mitchell, you're in a very good category. Not a great category, but very good, where you're definitely going to be a playoff team, and you could be a playoff team consistently, so it gives you some stability and that regime staying there for 2 to 3 years. What I fear is they miss the playoffs, Dolan now gets impatient, they don't have Donovan Mitchell, and you don't know who's running this team a year or two from
That's a very fair point. Don't think Dolan will part ways with those guys, Leon Rose and Worldwide West. I think that their prominence, the level of network that they have and who they can go and get and the deals that they've made in their lives as agents, I think that's enticing to James Dolan. I think he's sort of captivated by that. Yeah, so I do think it was a major miscalculation. And it also tells me that Danny Ainge sees Colin Sexton as a bigger asset than he does R.J. Barrett.
Interesting. Before we let you run, one more for Trista Crick, BetMGM tonight. I'll give you one college football game this weekend. We'll go to a big one. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Marcus Freeman going back to the horseshoe. Notre Dame is a 17-point underdog. I just look at that. They're the fifth team in the country. I know Ohio State's great there, too. I'm not saying that Notre Dame's going to be in the game, but two touchdowns, lose by two touchdowns? I'm plusing the 17 points here on the Fighting Irish.
Backdoor covers wide open there. Probably what I would do is wait until you can get a first half line and take Ohio State to cover whatever that number
is. When it goes down a little bit. Like if Notre Dame scores first or something like that.
Yeah, either bet it live or just take the right before kickoff or day before, whenever the first half lines come out, go ahead and take Ohio State first quarter or something like that and then bet it live.
How can people get to you on Twitter?
Find me at Trista, T-R-Y-S-T-A, _KRICK on Twitter. Find me on TikTok, too.
Oh, you're on TikTok?
This Heat Chick is the name.
Wow.
Yes.
You dancing on TikTok or is just more reactions?
Just pieces of the podcast. definitely need to react to this Donovan Mitchell news, though.
Well, we'll let you go run and do that. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so very much for having me.